battle and glory. Item 4-2. As predicted, the majority of Hygon 5's population has submitted with little resistance. There are sporadic incidents and attacks on our corralling forces, indicating evidence of some resistance movement, but it seems to have little coordination.
Ah, you shouldn't complain, Bestock. I'm amazed to find you alive at all.
Who are you? Identify yourself.
Field Marshal Drill. No need to get up, General Bestock. I think protocol can be that flexible, at least.
Welcome, sir. May I ask why you have come to Hygon 5?
Many reasons. One of them is to congratulate you on behalf of the glorious Empire for your tactical skill and personal bravery in the conquest of this planet. Your victory comes at an ideal moment for the war.
I only do my duty as a soldier.
Today's honors may be only the start for you.
They've started serving the rations at the far end again. You wouldn't credit it, would you? That means we're facing cold food again.
Calling it food would be generous.
I can't even blame it on the Sonts. It's the stuff we've been giving our own criminals for years. If I'd have known about the conditions in our prisons when I'd been in power...
You'd have done nothing. Listen, I'm trying to get us out of this, and I can't concentrate on the lock with your self-pitying witter in the background.
How far do you think we'd get if you do crack the lock? We'd be shot before we got halfway.
Of course we would, if we used the front door. But that's not the only exit, is it?
Goddess! What are they doing to them? How many cages have they visited yet? It's just sadism making us listen to that.
Listen, it's because of us that these interrogations are taking place. Don't doubt it. Some of our comrades have died and others are going to, resisting that torture till death, just to protect what we are carrying. If Peter hadn't had the forethought to dress us in these overalls and wipe the records, we'd have been dead already. Come on!
You have an impressive record. Many significant triumphs in your career so far. This has brought you to the attention of the Grand Strategic Council.
The Council? What could they want with me?
I am but a humble messenger for them. But I hear talk of a great distinction indeed. But my timetable presses me.
Wait, I do not understand why you cannot...
Do not worry. We will speak again before very long, General.
Sir.
Now you've got it unlocked, my original objection still stands. How do we get past the guard?
We go underneath him. Look over there, see? That floor grill will let us into the main arteries.
Wait a minute. The geothermal network. What are you thinking of? We can't go in there. We'd be just as dead as if we sprinted down the centre of this prison.
Not necessarily. Look, these tunnels honeycomb the citadel. They're an extension of the mountain's network, right? All we have to do is cross the rear of this chamber. Heave it open and we're away. Maybe we can get as far as one of the air pads. Remember, what we have must be protected. We can't let the Sontarans find out who we are. We have to live or their deaths have been in vain.
I'm putting my trust in you.
Wait. It's going over to discipline that poor kid. This is our chance. Move it. Can't you climb any faster? Just drop. The air's only lukewarm here. As long as it doesn't rise more than a few degrees, we can keep moving.
You have lost them? Explain. No, don't bother. It's obvious how they escaped. Why didn't you think about the tunnels? Place motion detectors. Don't shrug your shoulders at me! Well, at least we know who the president is now, don't we? Have the Sentinel robots anything to report yet?
Are you trying to tell your general that you haven't organized a robot search party yet?
Cretin! Can't you even follow standard procedure anymore? They could have been gone for 3 or 4 hours by now. Go and arrange for 5 robots to be modified for tunnel duty and set them onto the trail at once. If they are not in action within the hour, I'll have you spending the rest of your career scrubbing fuel tanks. Dismissed.
Sir!
It's hard to believe an officer could be so incompetent.
Indeed. Yet that sergeant is an all too typical example of a soldier from these current generations.
What do you mean, Field Marshal? He was intended from hatching to as fine a soldier as you and I.
That is our strength, so we say.
I do not follow you.
I have new orders for you, Bestock, to be executed immediately.
Sir.
You are being reassigned to Jorgana. There will be a major offensive in a few days' time, and you shall lead the Telling Squadron in glorious battle.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. But I am...
Yes, General?
I am a little puzzled as to why I am being transferred at this particular moment. The information which these humans possess has still not been recovered, and there is still resistance activity to be quashed.
Once again, Bestock, you forget that the Council sees a bigger picture. Besides, it will not take long for the robots to find these runaways.
I shall prepare to leave at once, sir.
I will be accompanying you. My assignment here is complete. And Bestock?
Field Major.
All battles are lustrous, but you should look upon this coming conflict as a chance for even greater glory, greater than you could ever imagine. And I believe that you are the soldier to seize it.
Thank you, sir.
As long as we keep heading up, we can't be going too far wrong.
That's what you said an hour ago.
Actually, I told you 10 minutes ago. Anyway, we're alive and we're still... Can you hear that?
I feel like I've sweated half my body away.
Shut up and listen!
Damn you! You said you could predict them. You said...
Quick, follow me. I think we can take cover in that crevice.
I can't make it!
You can! Take my hand. Take a look at your leg.
It hurts like nothing. It feels like my foot's on fire. Is the flesh peeling off?
Where do you get these ideas? It's scalded. Try moving your foot.
Oh!
You can still use it. We can keep moving.
Oh, no.
We have to.
The pain. It's too much. Maybe we should just surrender.
What? You can't be serious after we've come this far.
Oh, what an achievement. From a bare cell to a hole in the wall of a blisteringly hot spring. At least the jail had medical supplies.
We have a responsibility.
Exactly. They can't just kill us, can they? Because of the plans. We can bargain with them.
Like they bargained with those other prisoners. It doesn't work like that, Forrest. We have to go.
Can this get any worse?
You shouldn't have said that. I can hear something else now.
Another geezer. Already.
Not a geezer. It's a mechanical sound, coming from down the tunnel. I can just make out some kind of metallic thing. It's got searchlights on it.
Sontaran.
Too small. Press yourself into the wall. I think it might have seen me. Maybe... Yes. It must be a robot of some kind. Coffee break over. Let's move in case it comes back.
It's seen us. This is it.
Not yet. I've not crawled all this way for nothing. Get around me and keep going.
But what are you going to do?
Go! Something heavy. All right. Something as big as my fist. Okay. How about egg-sized? Got you. To think, I'm a sophisticated 30th century woman, and I'm reduced to throwing rocks. Remember, it's all in the wrist action. I don't believe it. Must have been made in Europa. A palpable hit. Uh-oh. It's calling out for the rest of the gang. Time to go.
Ah.
up ahead. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it?
What? Oh, daylight! We made it!
Not yet, we haven't. Those bugs are closing in fast. Keep moving. It's stuck! It won't budge! It just won't move!
Wait, have you tried the latch at the bottom?
Of course I have! Yes!
They're gaining on us. Let me through!
We're both going to get stuck. Move over.
Oh,
no, you don't, you metallic runt. From this point on, it's staff only. We have to get away from here.
I can't go much further. But we don't have to. Look, a spacecraft.
It's one of theirs. Forget it. We have to find one of our own.
We can't take the risk of being spotted. Not after everything we've been through. One of their own ships. It's the last place they'll look.
Because it'll have one of them inside there. It looks big enough to hold 100 of them. A squad. Sounds like they're coming this way. Probably looking for us. Why do I always have to be right?
There's nowhere else to hide on this platform. Help me up!
Okay. We're just duck under cover inside the ship. That hatch looks promising.
It's no good. They've seen us.
Shh! Okay. I think we can risk a peep outside.
What's the matter?
It's locked. Something's disabled the control.
No, it can't be. There's no air in here!
Don't you dare start panicking on me. Maybe there's a way I can hotwire this panel. Can you hear that?
Oh no! We're gonna take off!
Let's just hope this compartment is pressurized. There's got to be another way out of here.
Must there?
Personal log. I was expecting an uneventful flight to Jorgana, giving me plenty of time to ingest energy and study the route and strategy for holding on to their colony. They are a resourceful enemy, only a fool would deny it. Yet Drell seems almost dismissive of them. No, not dismissive, but I get the sense that the battle is more like a tool for him, a weapon, rather than an objective. Perhaps this is how members of the Council and their aides are taught to think. Yes, that is it. I am becoming sidetracked. This journey has become more interesting than I expected. On the second day, we discovered 2 stowaways.
So these are the vermin in the bulkheads. Names.
We need some water.
Insolence!
Wait, sir. I believe from intelligence that humans become severely impaired if they do not regularly ingest fluid. It is a well-known weakness. They will serve us better if we offer to give them both a small amount.
This is not a prison barge, Bestock. We do not keep water for the convenience of our enemies.
There is some in the engineering bay, with your permission.
Very well. If you cooperate, you will be watered. If you do not answer my questions, you will be shot. I'm sure even your primitive minds can understand that.
We are prisoners of war. According to the Terran Treaty of 21,000...
Treaties are for the weak! Who are you?
We're just refugees from Hygen 5, trying to save our lives.
So you climbed into a Sontaran vessel? Very peculiar behavior for escapees. Wait... Escape ease. Let me look at you more closely. Computer, contact Hygen 5. I want information on the status of the 2 suspected information carriers.
Please, we're just refugees. That's all. Have pity on us.
I've had enough of this. They are worthless, not even good for genetic experimentation, I'll wager. Do you think they'd make good target practice for the crew, Bestock?
Why not? After I have confirmed a suspicion. The information is arriving now.
All right. I'll tell you who we are. That scream will confirm it. We're your couriers.
Maria, how could you? After all our comrades who have died for us.
They were about to find out anyway. At least this way, we keep alive a bit longer. Wasn't that your argument in the tunnels?
You treacherous Jezebel.
Enough! Well, it seems you were in on the capture after all, Bestock. So much for your robots.
I will discipline the engineers personally. Where is the information, human? Where are the Akara protocols? Tell me, or I will snap your vertebrae like a twig. Can be incorrect, even ours. Surely the information still has value for this war front.
Maybe this does change matters. Slightly. So the code resides in the electromagnetic field of a living brain.
But why do we need both of you?
Because we each have part of the code, and the way it's been designed, it will be incomprehensible if one half is missing. And so you have to keep me alive. Or keep us alive, I mean. I mean, I know some people thought it was a design flaw. I mean, if one of us should have an accident, but desperate times, you know, need desperate measures, and so you can't kill us.
You have kept yourself useful a little while longer. Sir, I suggest we drop them off at the first well-equipped science reconnaissance party.
Who is conducting this interrogation, General? As it happens, yes, I was about to suggest the same. Soldier!
Sir!
Take them to the storage pens. Indeed, Bestock, indeed. What strange creatures they are, entrusting something so valuable inside such pathetic vessels.
I will go with him. Ensure that the pen is adequate to keep them alive until we reach Jorgana.
Yes, you wouldn't want them to die. Or indeed to escape yet again.
Keep a guard on this door. Yes, this should be satisfactory.
Thank you.
What did you say?
She didn't say anything.
Despite the bruises, I'm grateful you've spared our lives. Your partner would have killed us.
He is not my partner. He is my superior officer. And you are only alive because the Akara Protocol has some military value for us. Nothing more.
Your superior? Funny. You seem to be the one coming out with all the good ideas. But then that's often the way, isn't it? Ask any good secretary.
Maybe I starved your brain for too long of oxygen. It is another recognized weakness of humans. Your language is meaningless.
Never mind. But it's surprising how similar humanoid body language can be. Can we get some of that water you offered? Maybe some food?
The water will be provided. There is no food suitable for humans on a Santaran ship. You will have to suffer.
How do you know that lack of food won't damage our brain patterns?
I always study the characteristics of a new enemy before I lead my men into battle. You both have fat reserves. They are a poor substitute for pure energy, but use them.
Just let me ask one more question before you go.
You've talked too much already.
You've conquered my world, ripped apart cities, and murdered a lot of my friends to get hold of this information. Information so secret that even I don't know what it is, and I'm carrying the stuff. Yet your superior was ready to kill us almost out of hand before he'd even checked. Is that the famous Santaran efficiency?
Be assured, the rest of your brief life will be handled very efficiently.
I'll tell you what I think, General Bestock. I think we've all been trumped. But by what? Your superior knows, so why is he keeping you in the dark? Believe me, he's playing a game I've witnessed many times in my own government. You get an instinct for such manoeuvres.
The disorganisation and self-destructive tendencies of humans are well known, believe me. But do not try to apply such descriptions to Sontaran officers. We work as one.
You're a cloned race, I've heard.
Indeed. I was one of 50,000 troops hatched at Military Academy. It is our uniformity which gives us strength, that, and to be able to withstand great losses on the battlefront. Why ask me such a useless question?
I suppose I'm just basically curious. It's a sign of intelligence, you know?
Insolence like that will take away your supplies.
What harm could I do you in here? You may be physically identical, but you're certainly not all out of the same psychological mould, are you? I've not had much experience of your race, but already I've met a range of personalities. That's why I know.
Know what?
Where there's more than one type, there's division, conflict, self-interest. Maybe you can deny it, but I've got lots of experience in it, and it's called politics.
Politics is a device for lesser races.
War is the continuation of politics by other means. Remember that.
You waste my time. I shall let you chatter to each other now. Maybe I will send you some water later.
I don't know what you think you're trying to achieve, but I can assure you that he's quite impervious to your feminine wiles.
How can you be so blind? Oh no, what am I saying? You're the same pompous fool you were in office. I've got an instinct about that stumpy troll and his boss. In fact, something about this whole situation. Maybe we can turn it round to our advantage.
Intuition. The situation is simple. You've betrayed our sacred trust and me. I could have bluffed us out of there. And don't think I missed that crack about secretaries.
If I'd left the interrogation to you, we'd have been injected into space by now to provide targets for the advanced laser cannon class. You heard the leader. This way, we get another opportunity to escape.
I might remind you of that before one of their doctors... Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
Well, then leave the thinking to me. Behind all that bluster, I'm sure he was taking it all in.
Log entry 5814/7B. How they crumble before us. We have smashed through their blockades and have now moved our ground forces in. In truth, I have sometimes been grateful for the enemy's mistakes because they have compensated for the ridiculous actions of certain soldiers. Twice, such stupidity might have turned the battle against us. Drell's behavior puzzles me. Despite being the superior officer here, he constantly delegates decisions to me. What was it the human female said? That the stated goal is not always the real goal. The phrase stays with me. She calls herself Maria. Whenever I visit the cells, she asks me questions about the campaign. It can have little relevance to her. But she not only asks, she comments on my answers. So does the male, but his contributions are even more valueless, if that were possible. Her answers have a consistency. Occasionally, they even have a logic about them. When she speaks of words as weapons to be applied, as in a battle, the more secret the word, the more effective it often is. Strangely, I find it useful to explain my strategies to her aloud. I am able to spot flaws in them before I present them to Drell. I have tried the speaking aloud technique in my own quarters whilst recharging, but it does not seem to work very efficiently. Soon, the relief ships will arrive, and I will be able to offload them to a specialist in alien physiognomy. He will extract the vital protocols, and then... I can end my confusion.
So that is their great headquarters. Hardly seemed worth the effort. But do not let me take away from your great victory, Bestock. Your tactics, your personal bravery have been inspirational.
Thank you, sir. But it was our victory, sir. Now we have secured this sector, we can finally make some inroads on the Rutan's power base in this part of the galaxy.
The Telling Squadron will. But we have new responsibilities, you and I.
We are to be transferred again. But what could be more important than to be here, ready to strike into the enemy's heart?
Your lust for battle does you credit, but it must be controlled. I've advised you about this before. Read this.
It carries the code of the Council itself. I cannot believe it. I am being summoned to the Grand Strategic Council. Why? Have I done something wrong?
I don't know. But I believe, yes, I believe that there is a greater glory waiting for you there. Greater than anything that could be won in a battle.
I do not understand.
Understanding is not required. Simply obedience.
Sir.
It's all over then, is it?
Jorgana is now under our protection.
And we all know how wonderful Sontaran protection is, don't we? Who's ever left alive down there wouldn't dream of looking anyplace else.
The planet was uninhabited, as you well know. Your opinions on my methods are as banal as they are senseless.
So now you've won. What about us, eh?
If you'd clam up, he'd tell us. That's what you've come to do, haven't you, General?
Perceptive as ever. I was going to transfer you to the SN Remorseless, which carries a well-equipped xenobiology unit. However, it seems your unusual method for carrying secrets has attracted the attention of the Grand Strategic Council. They have ordered me to bring you back to Sontar with me, since I am travelling there anyway.
This Grand Strategic Council? Who are they?
They are our greatest warriors, survivors of over 600 successful battles. Such soldiers are very rare, even amongst a race like mine. Their insights guide the course of the war. It is a great honor to be summoned into their presence. For them to take notice of two mere prisoners is rare.
Funny, I don't feel particularly honored. Do we get a badge or something?
Ah! I am weary of your constant whining, insect. Any more and I will personally rip out your vocal cords.
Oh.
He's been through a lot. You have to make allowances for that.
I do not need to allow anything. You, however, seem to have borne yourself well in imprisonment. I am curious about this. My database says that the female of the species are physically and mentally weaker.
I'd like to meet whoever wrote that garbage. No one can be as easily categorized as that. Not even clones. There are always exceptions.
Such as me?
You have to admit your behaviour isn't always by the book.
What do you mean? I am an officer. I have always conducted myself to the highest ideals of the Corps.
I'm sure you have. Yet according to the descriptions you bring back here, you sometimes question the sense behind your orders, instead of following them blindly. What's more, why do you come here at all? I'm sure a general has better things to do than maintain prisoners.
The information you carry in your heads is worth a great deal to my war effort. It is only logical that I ensure your temporary well-being.
Oh, believe me, I'm not complaining. I'm sure we've had better treatment here than back in that jail at home. I'm just trying to say that not everything is so black and white. Reality doesn't always live up to the database or the propaganda.
That tone of voice. You are trying to say something else, are you not? Infer something? What?
When you get back home, go to the council with your eyes open. We have another old saying. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Our council corrupt? How dare a pile of skin and bones insult my race like that? First you whisper against Drell. Now you deride my leaders. Do you think me a traitor? It is well I will be rid of both of you very soon. You shall not see me again till we reach High Command. Then I will watch you be dragged to the experimentation block and will never come out.
Stupid. I got overconfident. push too hard.
So much for Beauty and the Beast. Unless, of course, that was a love tap.
Next time, I think I'll let him finish you off.
Is this your first return to Sontar?
Yes, since the Academy. As we came into land, I looked for it, but with no success.
No, you wouldn't. It has been moved underground, as the rest of the fortresses have. There was a kamikaze attack on High Command 5 years ago. We suffered heavy losses to most above-ground installations.
I did not hear of this.
Well, naturally. It would not be good for morale to know such a grave blow had been struck. Controlling information has become ever more vital for this war. Honesty is no longer the best policy for us.
For troops, yes, but I would have expected officers of my seniority to be informed. It would have been an important factor when reckoning our plans.
Learn something fast, General. The wisest option is always the one decided by the Council. With all their experience, they are infallible. You understand?
I understand, sir. It is a privilege to be here.
Exactly. Guards, you will escort the prisoners and follow me. The Council is anxious to receive us.
We are taking them to the Council? They are due for the Science Division, surely.
In time. But the head of the division also sits on the Council. Are they probably gagged? Good. Now let us waste no more time. Close watch on the humans, you two. It would not be seemly to have them run amok here, would it?
The war room. I have heard so much about this place. The Empire's mind which directs our triumphs.
Indeed. Wait here to be summoned. I must report to the Council and prepare for the meeting. You may recognize some faces amongst the officers gathered here. Heroes of the Empire, all of them.
Yes. I have seen some of these soldiers before, in dispatches. That one is Creel, who we fought together at Simlon.
Yes, General Creel. Now a respected officer in Special Ops, I believe. I mustn't waste any more time.
Sir. General Creel, it has been a long time.
Yes, it certainly has. Not since the Battle of...
Simlon, the Shock Battalions.
Of course, Bestock. A general now? Well deserved. Even if you'd fought half as well as you had back then. For battle and glory!
For battle and glory. Do you know why you have been called before the Council?
No. A courier delivered the orders 5 days ago. I will confess, it was a wrench to leave such a fearsome conflict. My forces, the Staran Squadron, are at the center of a three-way battle off Arcturus. I imagine we have all been ordered back here for the same reason. There are enough glorious deeds between us to fill 10 golden rolls. Maybe our superiors want to form the greatest commando team in Sontaran history.
Possibly. Perhaps the day has finally come. The last assault on the enemy.
I would welcome it. Not only for the mighty victory itself, but because our race's potential could finally be unleashed. We will be free to scythe through the galaxy, claiming territory after territory. What battles we could fight!
It is a dream we share, besides which our whole society is geared to war and conquest. What else do we know how to do?
A strange way of putting that, Bestock.
I meant, What else does a soldier need except the joy of endless conflict?
The Council summons us.
Perhaps now we will get our answers. Guards, you wait here until you are told otherwise.
Sir!
Greetings, men. Some of you already know me. I am Field Marshal Drell, and I speak for the Council. What happens within this chamber must remain classified for the rest of your lives. We are facing the gravest crisis in our race's history. If even a suggestion of the truth was known by the enemy, it may well cause our final defeat. Do you understand?
Sir!
Good. The first inferences of the peril now facing us began 2 years ago, with our defeat in the Yakwast system. That system should have been ours for the taking! When our army came back, we court-martialed every other soldier, trying to find out what had happened, only to receive a dreary account of false assumptions, incompetence, and second-rate combat skills. Yes! That's what we said. Second-rate. The troops were executed, and their bodies recycled into worthier forces. That was probably our first mistake. Or maybe by then it was already too late. After Yakwast and its aftermath, the Council have been running a secret operation within the forces, monitoring the performance levels of you all, trying to detect any patterns of weakness that emerged. It was difficult. We have had to sacrifice our natural pride in our race to see clearly. The evidence is now unmistakable. Men, the cloning process is failing. I find it as disturbing as you, but the facts cannot be ignored. Our hatching tanks are producing increasingly inferior soldiers because our refining technology can no longer cope with the degradation of the master template. The DNA of General Sontar has become irretrievably corrupt after centuries of use and replication. There is only one course of action open for us. Create a new master template based on our greatest living warrior. None of us. Yet the Council must choose. It is a grave responsibility. Literally, the successor will hold the future of our race and, even more importantly, the war in their hands. This is why you 12 soldiers have been brought before us. At first, it seemed logical to use the DNA of one of the Council, since they have proven themselves many times. Regrettably, though their hearts are pure, their bodies are too infirm, too damaged to be completely reliable. We cannot take that risk.
How will the selection be made? A trial by combat?
That is too crude a method. The successor must excel in every discipline. Each soldier here has proven themselves in many battles. Your courage, tactical brilliance, endurance, initiative, and loyalty are beyond question. The Council will study each of you in turn, submit you to further challenges, and yes, personal combat as well. But we do not have the luxury of time. Every day our hatching tanks remain inoperative, our forces are diminished. If we delay too long, there is a chance our hated foes may guess the truth themselves. Yet we will overcome this, for battle and glory.
For battle and glory!
You will be brought back here soon for further questioning. Dismissed.
Sir!
Wait, Bestock.
Sir, how may I serve you?
Field Marshal Vikran, head of the Science Division, examined your human carriers just before the briefing began. He was intrigued.
Strange.
Sir?
No one admires his experiments for the Council more than I, you understand. But it is hard to see what satisfaction a soldier can get from these inferior creatures.
The Field Marshal must know his duty. What will happen to them now?
Order the guards to transport them to the research block, storage level 1. They want to start preparing the subjects immediately. You have a question?
With respect, sir. These humans are still carrying important military information. The Akara Protocol. I need to know what it is.
Is that an order, General Pesto?
No, I meant no disrespect. I merely wanted to give you all the information you require. Excessive damage to their brains might cost us strategically.
Don't worry. Research will extract this information along the way. You should be more concerned about the choice for the master template.
I wondered if I'd see you again. It feels like it's been about 3 days. Hard to keep track of time in here.
You look pale. Is the protein not sufficient here?
I don't have much of an appetite.
Facing vivisection does that to humans, don't you know?
Your sarcasm is wasted on me. I merely came to ensure you had been safely delivered. The data you hold is still important to me.
Really? I'd thought your mind would have been on loftier matters, General. How are you going to be the one to commit the greatest sacrifice a soldier could offer?
How could you know? The council chamber was sealed.
Drell is excellent at projecting his voice. I suppose it comes from years of bellowing orders. And those inner doors are more ceremonial than protective. But don't worry. After all, we aren't going anywhere, are we?
That is true.
Would you like to talk about it? Who else could you discuss your thoughts with? Except with your rivals, of course.
You are strange, even for an alien.
Hear, hear. Now, I wish I'd investigated her references a bit more when she came to work for my campaign office.
Please, ignore him. He's just very frightened. We both are. But ever since I was a little girl, I've just wanted to be useful. Even now, at the end. Talk to me, please, Bestok. Remind me that I'm not just a lab rat with a number. I'm still Maria, a person.
You are right. It is a great honor and a grave responsibility. I would never compare myself to General Sonta. It would be as if a human put himself on the same pedestal as one of your symbolic figureheads. But if the Council does choose me...
They won't.
What did you say? How could you divine?
A power like this can't be given or awarded by your elders and betters. You're talking about the ability to shape the future of a whole race, literally made in your image. That's a power which must be seized. It's not for faint hearts or people who live by the rules.
Again, you apply your humanity to my culture. This civilization exists through rules and protocols. We may use heroic improvisations in the face of war, but the chain of command is our rock.
And what did you think of the head of the chain? Did they live up to the expectations? Is that clump of neurotic old men really worthy of leading your people?
I have warned you before about insulting the Council. They are survivors. They have fought and conquered through 600 fights. Their leadership is not to be questioned.
You're shouting at me because you know that's not the truth anymore. Your head's been filled with that propaganda since the day you were born or hatched or whatever. You've got a mind of your own, and it's telling you that the Council has become distant, enfeebled, wrapped up in itself, just like so many of the leaders I've studied have.
Their experience cannot be denied.
I'm not denying it. Don't think surviving 600 battles is guaranteed to make you a better leader. I've known soldiers back home. My father was one of them. They survived the colonial wars in Hygen 5. They even had medals to prove it. Yeah, some were fine men. But a lot of them were hollowed out by what they saw and what they had to do. Nightmares, alienation, pain.
They were puny humans. We are bred for war.
Yes, but that just means the process takes longer. Those men had only seen 10, 20 combats. How many did you say your council had seen? 600 battles plus? Did they act like any of the Sontarans you've known?
Battle fatigue is not unknown amongst my troops, even though it is rare. It is not something we discuss. Our genetic engineers will trace the flaw in our makeup.
You can't remove this element. It is the same root of all your grandest acts of courage.
You, whose race has been conquered, could ascribe such a notion as courage to us?
No, but I can use it. see you.
Perhaps we need to see ourselves as others see us. A new perspective can reveal more about an objective.
I think the Council needs to pick you as the master template. You can influence, serve your empire even more than you can now, but you're going to need an edge. For a prize such as this, everyone's going to be playing every trick in the book.
Take it from me. It's not who you know, it's what you know about who you know.
Stop babbling, insect!
Well, it may be a cliché, but Forrest's right. This is just another kind of war. The more information you have, the better you can plan your manoeuvres.
That has a kind of sense about it. Very well.
Now, who do you think are your main rivals?
I would say Field Major Stirl has an exceptional record. General Creel has risen swiftly through the ranks too by scoring many impressive victories.
Well, when you're faced with noble opponents, my first instinct is to throw some mud.
What do you mean?
I mean, you've got to show they've got clay feet. Sorry, that's not any clearer, is it? I'm saying you have to undermine their reputations. Make them appear tainted in some way.
A typically human approach. Dishonest and overcomplicated.
But the last thing they'll be expecting from you.
The first part of this plan, research, has some merit. I will go to the Grand Strategic Archives and study the methods my fellow nominees use. It should not take long. I doubt that Councillor Vikran will begin any experimentations until after this matter is settled. You will probably be left untouched for the moment.
What did he mean by that last bit?
I think he was trying to comfort us, in a crude sort of way.
His bedside manner needs some work, then.
Well, don't knock it. I think I've really made a connection with him. After what I said, I'm still alive. Almost unhurt, even.
No, I don't like it. Your little game is taking too long. By the time he's ready to free us, we'll be living in several specimen jars each, along these shelves. You heard what their chief butcher said in the lab. How fascinating it was that we poor humans had found a non-invasive way of recording information in the brain.
Meaning?
Meaning they haven't got anything like that, so they'll be relying on rather more old-fashioned surgical techniques. What else did he say? It is fortunate we have two subjects. We can afford to take risks.
It's the only chance we have.
Is it? I'm not so sure.
Are you seriously telling me you have an alternative?
More a variation. I managed to have a few words with the guards on the way down here. They were a bit chattier than most. Must come from working in the palace, so to speak. I couldn't say anything in front of our captor, but do you know who the hot favourite is for this master template business?
So much for this being the ultimate secret. Sounds like it's all round their headquarters. Go on then. Who?
General Creel. I can't say I'm totally surprised. He cut a pretty impressive figure back in the hall. At least, I think it was him. Always hard to tell with these creatures, isn't it?
I've never trusted these acknowledged favourites. Chances are, when you hear someone's a dead certainty, it just means they have better spin doctors behind them.
They don't use spin doctors. They're aliens.
There's no such thing as a monolithic race of aliens. It's like I say, as soon as there's more than one individual, you've got factions. That's what I'm counting on.
And you're forcing me to count on that too. Well, we need friends around here. Influential friends. And as you've already demonstrated, we have an ace up our sleeves. Or rather, in our heads. We can make it clear that experimentation will only damage the information. That it's too fragile. And for all we know, that's the truth. But with our cooperation...
We can't trust them.
You're trusting Bestock.
Bestock's different. He's our friend. He has to be.
My name is General Bestock. I request to speak with the Prime Archivist. Prime Archivist, is that you? The matter is quite urgent.
Ah.
Now, Red 5, move forward. Take advantage of the cover, can't you? Red 12, continue to provide covering fire. Recon report? Good. In fact, excellent. Mobile Unit 4, there is a breach in the east wall. Take it! Push forward, Red 5. No! Landmines! There was no evidence on the tacticals. Divert! Northwest by 3 sectors and regroup.
General Bestock reporting. This will only take a few minutes of your time, Prime Archivist.
No! An airstrike? Where did you conceal the... Oh, look out, you fool! You're blocking my 6th Infantry Unit.
I don't understand.
Your feet, General! Your feet! Mind where you stand!
I see. Models. No projections. You are playing a game?
Hardly. This soldier is a mathematically perfect recreation of the Siege of Dengilla. The enemy fortress is secreted behind the back of the memory chambers. I will break through and claim it before nightfall.
It pains me to say it, but we did not take Dengilla.
No, they didn't, did they? Ended up torching the whole planet. What a waste of resources. However, they didn't have me in command either. If I'd been there, it would have been a different story. Oh, yes, indeed. Let me show you. Now, their biggest mistake...
With respect, I do have pressing business here, Prime Archivist.
Do you indeed? My name is not Prime Archivist either. It is Field Major Stomsk. Not that anyone acknowledges my rank these days. Prime Archivist. What kind of a title is that for a warrior? No answer? Well, at least you have enough sense to keep your mouth shut when you've nothing to say.
I regret if I have arrived at a bad time, Field Major, but my inquiries are simple.
Oh, no, General, no. There's no such thing as poor timing in the archives. I'm available all hours, all days to serve the Empire. Serve it within these walls. I try to do my bit for the Great War, you know. I know of every defeat, know them inside out. So I fight them again here. Try to find out what went wrong so that today's commanders do not make the same mistakes. To prove myself.
It must be a glorious responsibility to hold all the knowledge of the Empire within you. To be able to know so much.
You have a strange definition of the word glorious. But yes, I thought so when I first came here, had the implants, saw the vistas with my inner eye.
Anyway, I need to see the personal files of...
Never even knew I had an inner eye till then. Oh, so much for curiosity.
How long will it take to retrieve these names?
Well now, General, that depends on how good a soldier you are, General.
I don't follow you.
You want information from me, something only I can provide. Would you fight me for it?
I do not have time for foolishness.
Not foolishness. Not for me.
It is your duty to supply information to officers. The needs of the war are paramount over the desires of any one soldier.
And what military reason do you want these personal files for? I know who you are, General. I knew why you came to Sontar long before you did.
Then you know that this is an emergency.
It's hard to feel urgent in these cloisters. Must be a side effect of knowing so much of our race's history. A wider perspective, perhaps. Here, I make the rules. It is a small compensation from being shut away from the destiny of any other soldier. To fight for one's race... Match me in battle. This floor will be the theatre.
Very well. It seems I have no choice.
Admirable. Here are your troops. Here are mine. And this is the terrain. Simply speak your orders. The computer will do the rest. Air Unit 6 and 10, sweep low and soften them up.
Keep those shield walls up. Second column, move northeast and strafe their side.
Form an arrow formation and move to Control Post B. Damn it, protect your backs!
Keep pounding them. Send in 4 armor patrols to harry them. I want that gun post.
Send in Unit 1 with the mise-en-cannon.
Hold that bridge. It cuts off their supply line.
Lower the camouflage now. Launch 1-5.
Pull back to T-71. We're exposed.
Unit 6, close in for the kill. Concentrate your fire on the generators.
Fire at will. Armor must have protection.
Impressive. You couple your experience and instinct to remarkable effect. I can see why they are considering you.
Now tell me about General Creel.
You will find all the information you need on the near side screen.
Computer, go to speed reading mode. Wait! Go back to the top of section 55/3. Can it be true? Field Major, show me the official statistics for this engagement, and this one too.
Well now...
This is important.
Very well. You may have them.
I am right. These battles do not agree with Creel's reports. He suffered many more casualties than he recorded in his official version. Here, see, the flagship was not destroyed by his guns. It escaped. There is more. How did he get away with this?
He told the Council what they wanted to hear. How did you suspect him?
I did not suspect, but Maria, I needed to satisfy myself about him. These lies could have endangered future missions, may have caused us to suffer further defeats. He put his own reputation first. It is unforgivable in an officer. I will need copies of this.
If you had not won so conclusively, I will... Oh, very well. What will you do now?
Words are weapons.
A strange phrase, but I think I understand it.
I appreciate your assistance, Field Major.
Come back and fight the next stage of the campaign. Though I seem to be fighting on so many fronts these days. Amongst all my recent challenges, however, you have proved to be an excellent opponent.
With your permission.
Dismissed. Yes, so many visitors lately, so many odd requests. Now then, Dengila, where were we?
Well, you're turning into quite the researcher, aren't you?
This is excellent. And you say this is a really big scandal for a Santaran.
Scandal? It is a serious transgression of military protocol, punishable by demotion to the ranks.
I just don't know if it's enough. If only we had something more damning than a bit of false accounting. If only we had more time.
Often in battle, you cannot wait for everything to be in your favor. There are times when you must strike regardless because the moment has come. To waver brings only certain defeat.
And that moment's arrived, has it?
I have been summoned to the war room.
I see. No turning back now. Good luck.
Why wish me luck? What does it matter to you what happens today? The outcome for your colonies will be the same. Conquest!
Maybe if the Santarans who invade them are based on you, we'll get a better deal.
Oh, yes.
No, I mean it. Bestok, at first you were just a monster as far as I was concerned. Something to be outwitted and killed. But I can tell you're... You can change. You can't deny your mind's been opened over these last weeks. You could have just rejected the ideas, but you thought about them at least. If future generations are based on you, maybe there's a chance they can get out of this rut, the endless war with this other race.
If you had not told me about politics, I would not have found out this information. I would not see my home the way I see it now. I do not know if I can thank you for that.
If you do finish Creel, remember it was me that put the gun in your hand, and I did it for a friend.
Friend?
And I'm your friend too, Bestok.
Oh. Do the implants hurt you?
Only when we move suddenly. I think we've been prepped for surgery. This might really be the end. I thought I'd be braver than this. You'll have your information.
Strange. I expected to feel more satisfaction than this. Perhaps we shall talk about this later.
Later?
We shall see.
Don't worry, Maria. If their committee meetings are anything like ours used to be, that Councillor Potato Head will be tied up for days.
Flippancy? How can you joke? This place is closing in all around us.
Not a bit of it. You always underestimated me. That's been your mistake. While you've been pouring honey into Bestock's ear, I haven't been completely idle, you know.
You're up to something, aren't you? How? What happened after they took me into the lab?
Allow me my own moment, please, my dear.
The time of decision is upon us. The council can debate no longer. Even in these last days, we have heard reports of more defeats, more humiliations. Now then, the candidate could have been any...
Sir, I must address the council.
Bestock, get back in line.
My apologies, sir, but I have discovered some important new information which may have a bearing on this matter. I have not had a chance to communicate with you before now.
Information? This is against protocol. What information could justify your insubordination?
A grave matter. One which could not have been believed if I had not seen the evidence with...
Perhaps I could explain it better. With your permission, Field Marshal.
Do you both not realize where you are? Very well. We shall hear you out, starting with General Creel.
Thank you, sir. You summoned us here because the cloning process has begun to deteriorate. The special ops have been involved in the investigation ever since the threat was theorized. I have discovered that this degeneration has been developing for even longer than the council has been led to believe. Also, the effects of this degeneration can be subtle. So subtle that they may have even reached the highest levels of our race.
No!
What do you mean? The council was not informed of what?
Everyone here knows the side effects of the cloning process are increasing imperfections. Soldiers who are imperfect in strength, skill, intelligence, but most insidious of all, imperfect in spirit. Such as Bestock.
What insanity is this?
There was one particular generation of soldiers, hatched not so far from this very chamber. They seemed perfectly programmed, capable fighters each and every one. However, once they were assigned to war, it gradually became clear that there was something wrong with over half of them. They were willful. They questioned authority. Took outrageous risks which endangered their troops. But far worse than that, they showed an interest, a sympathy with inferior races, even showing clemency. If such an aspect were left unchecked in our makeup, we would become the sheep of the civilized galaxy. Whenever a member of this corrupted strain showed itself, they were destroyed.
I am no sheep, no sympathizer. I am a Santaran officer.
And so successful, my superiors hoped that they were wrong about you. I even defended you after we had fought together at Simlon. But no more. The rest of your kind have thankfully been eliminated. Now it is your turn.
What proof does Creel have for these accusations?
Yes. Before sentence is carried out, how can you justify these claims, General?
I can justify them easily. Bring in the subjects!
What are these two doing here?
You are the spies from Huygen 5. Confirm this.
Don't you have the right paperwork?
Yes, we are.
As the council knows, Bestok has had them kept alive because they have important military information embedded in their brains.
Which Field Marshal Vikran and his men will extract in time.
With respect, sir, there will be no need for the Field Marshal to exert himself.
How else will you gain the information? Crack open their skulls with a club?
Oh no! Merely ask the right questions. Forrest, repeat what you told me last night.
Reading the message had to require simple technology in case it was needed in the field or in extreme privation. The real problem is to know the exact frequency and phase.
You told him? Damn you, Forrest! Damn me for understanding why.
Any true Sontaran could have discovered the information weeks ago if his being was not polluted with corrupted matter. But no, according to this creature, you preferred to simply talk. In fact, you allowed yourself to be challenged on many occasions by this female.
No!
Well, Bestok.
The information was extremely delicate. I was told that it could easily be damaged, that it needed a proper laboratory. How do you know that Forrest is telling the truth?
Because I put it to the test. The information is now here, in this crystal.
This is rank incompetence at the very least.
No! You are lying, Creel. Once again, you're lying to satisfy your own status. Just as you did.
Your information is useless without my brain too, General Creel. Didn't Forrest tell you that?
That explains. Why did you withhold this?
I needed another card to play. No harm done.
Don't worry, General. Spare me and you can have my part of the information too. The missing part of the code.
What is this?
I want to live. I know that now. In fact, swear I'll not be harmed, and I'll give you all the proof you need about Bestok. Much more damning than not being able to carry out his mission. About how he opened himself...
Never!
Ah!
Why?
Sorry. Never confuse the personal.
Defend us!
That's more than enough, Bestok.
Creel...
Even you are not indestructible.
Why? She was right. Even after, she was right. We mustn't just continue, we must grow. The future!
I am the future.
Don't worry, General. With me to fill in the blanks, I'm sure we can decipher the code as it is.
Then you will prove even more useful.
Cancel that alarm! It would appear the decision has been made. We chose well. Stand here, General Creel.
Sir!
We shall bring an end to this debilitation of our forces. General, you have shown repeatedly that you are the very model of Sontaran honor and expertise. You shall provide the master template for generations of mighty soldiers. The Council salutes you. For battle and glory!
For battle and glory!